USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of homes have been damaged between Indiana and Ohio, where groups of twisters roared through the area. Hospitals in Ohio are reporting as many as 130 people injured. An elderly man died in Salina. People are telling stories of survival. Blake Gifford ran into a church just as a tornado came through the Dayton, Ohio area.
I'm laying there shaking. My head's up against the wall, and the wall's shaking back and forth. There's wind from the tornadoes pushing through up through the vent into my face, and I'm freaking out.
He was on WKEF-TV. On the Today Show, Dayton Sheriff Rob Streck says it's hard to believe how much damage there is.
Extensive property damage, residences, businesses, trees uprooted, power outages.
Oklahoma and parts of the central U.S. are still grappling with historic flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.